The 12 Most Beautiful Board Games of 2026 Component Eye Candy. Hi, this is Yumi. Let us make your next game night a very good one. The most beautiful board games of 2026 are the ones that turn a tabletop into a tiny diorama. Everdell with its 2-foot standing tree, Wingspan's hand-painted birds and bird feeder dice tower, and Takedo's serene white minimalist road lead the pack. If you want a game that looks like art before anyone rolls a die, build your shelf around those three. Then layer in Sagrada's stained glass dice, Photosynthesis's 3D paper forest, and the warm Pacific Northwest palette of Cascadia and Parks. Some games you love for the math. These 12 you love before the rules even come out, for the sculpted tree, the translucent dice catching the light, the bird illustrations you'd frame. I picked each one for genuine, in-the-flesh beauty. Components you want to touch, boards that earn a permanent spot on the shelf, and that quiet gasp when the lid comes off. This is the Pinterest wing of the cabinet. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzle Week at no additional cost to you. What actually makes a board game beautiful? Beauty in tabletop design isn't just pretty card art, it's table presence, the way a game commands the space it sits in. As one designer put it, it doesn't always require vast size or expensive materials or ultra-customized minis. Often what it needs is just one strong idea, pure and original, applied across the board. The games below earn it three ways. Sculptural components, Everdell's tree, Photosynthesis's standing forest. Illustration as fine art, Wingspan's ornithological plates, Takedo's watercolor and material magic. Sagrada's translucent math rocks glowing like real stained glass. When all three line up, you get a game that looks like a museum display and plays like a dream. Why is Everdell the poster child for table presence? Everdell is the game people photograph. At its center stands a roughly 2-foot cardboard tree, the Ever Tree, that literally rises above the board and brings its woodland fairytale world to life in three dimensions. Around it, anthropomorphic critters are rendered in warm storybook tones that feel pulled from a children's classic. The honest caveat, the tree is more spectacle than function. Cards perched up top can be hard to read, and the game is still gorgeous if you leave it in the box. But for sheer, open it at a party and watch heads turn. Nothing on this list beats it. Inside Up Games called it a game with immeasurable table presence for good reason. Is Wingspan really as gorgeous as everyone says? Yes. And it's the art that converted a generation of non-gamers. Wingspan features over 100 detailed bird illustrations by Ana Maria Martinez Jaramillo, Natalia Rojas, and Bate Sobel. Each card a tiny naturalist plate you'd happily frame. But the components seal it. Pastel egg miniatures, chunky wooden food dice, journal-like player mats, and a bird feeder dice tower assembled from cardboard that doubles as a sculpture. It's the rare game where the deluxe feeling production and the calm observational theme reinforce each other perfectly. How does Takedo stay beautiful with so little on the board? Takedo proves minimalism is a flex. The board is a bright, oddly shaped white road, long and narrow, depicting a serene journey across old Japan. With splendid watercolor illustrations by the artist Nayade and clean graphic design from Funfort, reviewers consistently call it a gorgeous, sumptuous feast for the eyes that combines elegant minimalism with evocative art. It needs no minis, no plastic, no gimmicks, just one pure idea, a peaceful pilgrimage executed with restraint. It's the game on this list most likely to look at home on a design magazine's coffee table. Which games turn real-world craft into components? Two standouts make a physical craft, the whole point. Sagrada has you build a stained glass window from translucent dice. Beautiful little math rocks that feel great to roll. In an eye-watering palette inspired by Barcelona's Basilica de la Sagrada Familia. Finished windows genuinely glow when light hits them. Photosynthesis grows a 3D paper forest in front of you. Flat cardboard trees you assemble and stand upright, casting literal shadows that drive the gameplay. Watching a bare board fill with a canopy of green, yellow, and orange trees over the course of a game is one of tabletop's most satisfying transformations. What are the most beautiful nature-themed games? Nature dominates the beauty rankings for a reason. Lush landscapes and animals are inherently lovely. Cascadia pairs gorgeous habitat tiles with chunky, jewel-like wooden wildlife tokens, the bear, the salmon, the hawk, in a calm Pacific Northwest palette that's become a shelf staple. Parks is a love letter to the U.S. national parks, built around full bleed poster art from the 59 Parks print series. Every card looks like a vintage travel poster you'd hang on a wall. Both are peaceful, tactile, and endlessly photogenic. With beautiful games also have grand table filling scale. If you want maximalist spectacle to deliver, size spreads Jakub Rozalski's haunting old 1920s farmland art across a huge board, dotted with sculpted mechs and faction miniatures, dieselpunk grandeur that fills a whole table. Tapestry goes the other direction with adorable, brightly painted plastic capital city buildings that you stack into a miniature skyline as your civilization grows. Both reward the players who love a board that becomes a landscape by game's end. Sculptural, colorful, and impossible to ignore. Is there a beautiful game that's also true gateway? Azul is the design award darling for a reason. Glossy, weighty resin tiles in jewel tones that feel less like game pieces and more like little ceramic candies. Drafting them, the satisfying clink as they fill your player board is a tactile joy on its own. Inspired by Portuguese azulejo wall tiles, it's simple enough to teach in 5 minutes and beautiful enough to leave set up on a table just to look at. It's the purest, gorgeous, and approachable pick on this list. Do these games hold up, or are they just pretty faces? Mostly, yes, beauty here rarely comes at the cost of play. Wingspan, Cascadia, Azul, and Sagrada are all genuinely excellent, highly rated games that happen to be stunning. Takedo and Parks are lighter, experience-forward games where the journey and the look is the point, which is a feature, not a bug if that's what you want. The two with honest trade-offs. Everdell's Tree is more showpiece than function, and Scythe Tapestry carry heavier rules and price tags. None of that dense there looks, just go in knowing whether you're buying a strategy workhorse or a coffee table centerpiece. Often, happily, it's both. How do I choose the right beautiful game for my shelf? Match the look to your table. Want a centerpiece that makes guests gasp, Everdell or Photosynthesis? Want fine art card illustration you'd frame, Wingspan or Parks? Want material you can't stop touching, Azul or Sagrada? Want serene minimalist elegance, Takedo? One grand table-filling spectacle, Scythe or Tapestry? Then sanity check the gameplay weight against your group. Every pick here is beautiful, but they range from 5-minute teaches to heavy strategy. The comparison table below sorts them by vibe so you can find your aesthetic in one glance. Final verdict. If you want one game that makes a room stop and stare, buy Everdell for the tree, Wingspan for the art, or Takedo for the elegance. Those three define beautiful tabletop in 2026. The rest of this list lets you tune the look to your taste. Glowing Dice, Sagrada, A Growing Forest, Photosynthesis. Jewel-toned Wildlife, Cascadia, or Candy-like Tiles, Azul. Just remember beauty and depth aren't always the same axis. Pick for the vibe you want on the table, then confirm the gameplay weight fits your group. Frequently asked questions. What is the most beautiful board game overall? Everdell is the most common answer for sheer table presence, thanks to its roughly 2-foot standing tree and storybook woodland art. For frameable fine art illustration, Wingspan and Parks lead. For minimalist elegance, Takedo is unmatched. Most beautiful depends on whether you prize sculptural components, illustration, or material feel. Which board game has the best table presence? Everdell wins on sheer drama with its giant ever tree, but Photosynthesis, a 3D standing forest, Scythe, a huge board with sculpted mechs, and Tapestry, a growing miniature skyline, all command a table. Table presence is about one strong visual idea executed across the whole game. Are beautiful board games actually good to play? Most on this list are genuinely excellent games, not just pretty faces. Wingspan, Cascadia, Azul, and Sagrada are all highly regarded. A few prioritize experience over depth, Takedo, Parks, or carry heavier rules, Scythe, Tapestry, so match the gameplay weight to your group. Why is Everdell's Tree controversial? The Ever Tree is stunning, but mostly decorative cards placed high on it lie flat and can be hard to read from your seat. The game is still beautiful and fully playable without standing the tree up, so many owners treat it as an optional showpiece. What makes Wingspan so visually appealing? Wingspan combines over 100 detailed bird illustrations by Ana Maria Martinez Jaramillo, Natalia Rojas, and Bate Sobel with standout components. Pastel egg miniatures, chunky wooden food dice, journal-style player mats, and a cardboard bird feeder dice tower. The naturalist art and calm theme reinforce each other. Which beautiful board game is best for beginners? Azul is the top gorgeous and easy pick. A 5-minute teach with glossy resin tiles that feel like ceramic candy. Takedo and Sagrada are also light and beautiful, making any of the three great first beautiful games for a new household. What is the prettiest nature-themed board game? Cascadia jewel-like wooden wildlife and habitat tiles. Wingspan bird illustrations, parks vintage travel poster art, and photosynthesis, a 3D paper forest, lead the nature category. Nature themes dominate beauty rankings because lush landscapes and animals are inherently photogenic. Are these board games expensive? Prices vary widely by production scale. Lighter, tile or card-based games like Azul, Sagrada and Takedo sit at the more affordable end, while big-box productions with miniatures or large boards, Scythe, Tapestry and Deluxe Everdell editions cost more. Check current retailer listings since prices and editions change frequently. Which game has the most unique components? Sagrada's translucent stained glass dice, Photosynthesis's standing 3D cardboard trees and Everdell's giant ever tree are the most distinctive. Azul's weighty resin tiles and Wingspan's bird feeder dice tower are close behind for unforgettable tactile pieces. Is Takedo beautiful even though the board is mostly empty? Yes, Takedo's beauty is its minimalism. The bright white, oddly shaped road and watercolor illustrations by Nayade create elegant restraint that reviewers call a sumptuous feast for the eyes. Empty space is the design, not a shortcoming. Which beautiful board game is best for displaying on a shelf? Takedo, Parks and Wingspan have the most display-worthy box and board art, while Everdell and Photosynthesis make the best setup showpieces. Many collectors leave Azul assembled on a table simply because the tiles look so good. Do any of these beautiful games play solo? Several do. Wingspan, Cascadia, Sagrada Parks and Verdant all include or support solo modes, so you can enjoy the components even on a quiet night. Always confirm the specific edition since solo support can vary by printing. What's the most beautiful heavy strategy game? Scythe is the standout. Jakub Rozalski's haunting old 1920s farmland art across a large board, dotted with sculpted faction mechs. Tapestry is a lighter medium alternative with charming 3D city buildings if you want spectacle with less rules overhead.